taking a comfortable seat, cross-legged, on a cushion on the floor, or in a straight-back chair or couch. That's fine if you're more comfortable, do it American style. As long as you have a reasonable upright, balanced, tripod-like or mountain-like base, so you're not easily tipped over, you're not leaning back too much and falling asleep, and your central channel, your backbone, and your chakras are aligned. If possible, your vertebrae stacked, one on top of another in a vertical stack like coins, so that the energy flows freely, harmoniously, in balance, as it's meant to, for us erect primates. Taking your seat, relaxing, settling, and arriving. Showing up is most of the game here. Take a few breaths, deep breathing, to calm and clear the mind, to relax and more fully inhabit the present moment. Sink your roots deep into the good loam of this present moment, so we can extract the essence of the moment and grow strong and deep and clear. Breathe, very important, letting everything else go by. Let go and let Buddha do it through you. Nothing more to do, figure out, or achieve. Just being present, attentive, wakeful, mindful rather than mindlessly sleepwalking through life. Aware of sitting, aware of breathing, aware of being, three vital points of natural meditation. Savor the sublime silence and simplicity, the joy of natural meditation, Dzogchen meditation, Buddha's meditation. Now that the mind is more calm, focused, lucid, and clear, abruptly turn the mind upon itself, mind the mind, to turn inwards with this laser-like self-inquiry question. Who is experiencing right now? Who or what is hearing these words? Who's thinking my thoughts? Who's trying to control my mind and meditate? Who is it? What is it? Where is it? How is it? Who is experiencing my experience right now? No need to analyze it too much. Simply abruptly pop the question and let go. See if you can startle yourself into a new way of seeing and being, short-circuiting the usual outward-looking dualistic thought processes of self and other. Who is it? What is it? Turn the mind towards itself. See through the seer, experience the experiencer, and be free. Rest in luminous, scentless openness. The natural state, the natural great perfection, pure presence, Buddha nature, Rigpa. And again, cutting even deeper, abruptly turn the mind upon itself again. Who is experiencing? Who, what is hearing? Who, what, seeing, thinking, feeling, physical sensations? Who is it? What is it? Where is it? Is it in the head? Is it the body? Is it in the heart? Is it the mind and consciousness? Who's on first? Who's experiencing? Who am I? Who or what? How is it happening? Plumb the bottomless gap between thoughts, beneath thoughts, upstream from thinking, preconceptual, luminous awareness. Trace the source of all thoughts experiences, sensations, and perceptions. Notice how they arise, where they arise, where they are in your present experience, and where they go, and follow that dissolution point back into the luminous void, luminous scentless openness, the ultimate identity, the great who, the Buddha nature. If you can't find anything, just be nothing for one instant. That would be transformative. That would be more than enough. Imaho. Yes. When the mind starts to move, as it will, thoughts and feelings and physical sensations proliferate. Again, turn the mind upon itself. Rather than looking outwardly at outer phenomena, projections and perceptions, turn inwardly, turn the spotlight, the searchlight inwards. Mind the mind, aware of awareness itself. With this laser-like question, who what is experiencing? Who is thinking? Who is hearing? Who, what, where, how? And let go, release, drop everything, drop body and mind, and then sense who or what is present between thoughts, when there's no thought, even for a moment. You don't know who you are. Don't know. That's it. That's true. That's it. This is it right now. That's it. Nothing else. Imaho. Don't miss it. Don't overlook it. It's the best show in town. Nothing more to do but enjoy the view. The great perfection, the luminous great perfection, the natural innate great perfection of things left just as they are. Imaho. Yes. Wondrous. Thank you. Imaho. Outer objects are like a mirage. Inner experiences, like a dream of a mute. Ultimate reality is nothing that can be seen. Simply enjoy the blissful awareness, free in its own sphere, just as it is. Natural Buddha, magnificent in its own natural state. This is our true identity, our radiant Buddha heart and mind. Don't seek it elsewhere. This is Buddhahood. Buddha in the very palm of our hands, or even closer, closer than our own breath, closer than our own body, closer than our own mind. The breath within the breath, the luminosity of our innate spirit, closer to ourselves than we are at present. The ultimate refuge. Why look for the great elephant of awakening in the jungle of doctrines and theories when he is already at home, peacefully settled in front of our own hearth? Imaho. Wondrous. Amazing. Yes. Things are not what they seem to be, nor are they otherwise. So we might as well burst out laughing. Ha!